Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for Liberty Roundtable Live for February the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founding fathers. Yes, we believe in the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we reject revolution. Go study history. They don't turn out very well. There's one case where it did, and thank the heavens for that, and that's why we have the freest country on the face of the earth, and that's why our founding fathers came together to do something great under God that was never done before. That's why we reject democracy and stand for the republic, if we can keep it, say our founding fathers. And we're doing our very best to make sure we do keep it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. The founding fathers' grand old experiment was no doubt successful in the traditions that they set forth, that if we stick with it, if we're good, honest, moral people, and if we jealously guard our liberties, we shall have them, and otherwise, we shall lose them. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. We talked about Mike Pence ended up casting the tie-breaking vote to confirm Betsy DeVos as the education secretary. The liberals are going berserk. Representative Thomas Massie doing a phenomenal job as well, introducing a bill to eliminate the Department of Education. The Republicans have talked about it forever. Now they have no excuse not to get it done yesterday. Again, the liberals are going ballistic. But the bill, H.R. 899, that's H.R. 899, is a single-sentence bill. It's actually really well-written, very simple, appropriate. I mean, it's almost like I wrote it. It states the Department of Education shall terminate on December 31st, 2018. Now, what I love about that is it's long enough to not crash the plane. We're gonna safely land this thing. We're going to back out of this appropriately. What, you got basically all 2017 and all 2018 before it's gone. However, he doesn't delay it long enough for somebody to change legislatively and overturn it. In other words, he'll still be a congressman when this happens. A lot of times what they like to do is they like to put bills out or changes out past when they'll even be in office or past the time when the congressional makeup could change to where it could be overturned or stopped. Smart enough, long enough to make sure that it actually has time to get done, but not so long that the game changes and it won't get done. Just brilliant, if you ask my opinion. Now, Massey's office lists a couple of other original co-sponsors, including Representative Justin Amash. He's a Republican of Michigan. Representative Andy Biggs, our good friend, Representative of Arizona. Representative Jason Chapin, by the way, my representative, good for him, Republican of Utah. Representative Matt Gaetz, I think is how you say his name, Republican of Florida. Good for Matt. We went to his office the other day when we were in Washington, D.C., by the way. Picked up some inaugural tickets from him. Nice guy. Representative Jody Heiss, Representative Georgia, and Representative Raul Labrador from Idaho. Great stuff, by the way. Good for them. Good work. We got to support them big time and shut down the Department of Education ASAP. By the way, there's a new poll out. One-third of Americans don't even realize that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing. I would blame that squarely on the shoulders of the mainstream press. They've deceived people so long that they're just confused on it. The bottom line is Barack Care, Hillary Care, you know, the Affordable Care Act, it's all the same, which means government funding of insurance. It's wrong. It's got to stop. Not only that, the forced penalty if you don't buy government insurance. Krauthammer, spot on for a change. Good old Charles out there speaks up and says to the Republicans, failing to repeal Obamacare is the ultimate betrayal. Boy, do I agree with that statement. Republicans, you better get it done. There's a big battle brewing over this as we speak. By the way, a town in Virginia votes to tear down General Robert E. Lee's statue. According to Rob Shinshock, the city council of Charlottesville, Virginia, voted 3-2 to remove the statue of General Robert E. Lee and to rename the park. Won't be Lee Park. They want to call it something else. Some say that it's a way to make our nation kind and respectful and not so racist. And others like me say it's revision or it's historical revisionism that comes from the pit of hell. Sheriff Richard Mack reports live from the House of Representatives. He just walked out of Congressman Louie Gohmert's office. Texas Congressman, good job up there, y'all. That was hour one. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live. States, quote, defend, come and take it. Kind of a deceptive headline to promote Article 5 convention. Rita Dunaway writes the piece. We reject an Article 5 convention, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the answer. Andrew Napolitano writes an incredible article. Trump has committed the most revolutionary act I've seen in 45 years. Talking about his stabbing at the heart of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, same thing. And saying now it's time for Congress to get it done. And boy, do I agree. Washington officer pleads guilty to rape, but gets no prison time, writes LibertyNewsDaily.com. Now, it's interesting. We a lot of times hear people really angry at the cops, and this just illustrates why. Bottom line, Spanish Fork, Utah, hostile to homeowners, punishes a family for sharing their home. This woman was elderly. Her kids are all grown up. Her husband's not around anymore. I guess he's passed on. She wanted to rent out her house and pay her bills. Oh, no. The thugs say that's a challenge to the hotels. Can't do it. See, government needs to get out of the middle of the free enterprise system. It's her home. It's her property. If she wants to rent it, she can. And government's out of control. Stop those thugs, would you please? United Nations civilian disarmament indoctrination is a big issue. We got to get out of the UN. Donald says he'll get it done, but Congress, again, melting down, not even passing him bills he can pass. Wow. Bible study group, good job, folks. They thwarted a kidnapping attempt. I guess one of the women was going to a Bible study and some thug tried to kidnap her. Thank heavens they stopped it. I wish she had a rape me not, though. Then they would have been running in fear. The great equalizer would stop that garbage, wouldn't it now? The rule of law. What happens when guns are in the hands of good, honest people? Are they military rifles or those kind of things? No, they're defense mechanisms for good, honest Americans. Pollution fighting, they got vertical forest buildings coming to China. And I guess these buildings are unique because they got plants all over them. They say they live and breathe and produce all kinds of oxygen. I've been telling everybody to plant trees for years. Glad they got caught up. Even the Chinese listen to the Liberty Roundtable these days, I guess. Wow. All right, that's a wrap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for your Liberty News Radio channel, or just go to libertyroundtable.com. Streaming live or on demand, the show's available at your fingertips. You want an incredible lineup of talk show hosts? libertynewsradio.com. All right, that's a recap. Now news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We're getting more and more and more people in office. I'm not too fond of Jeff Sessions myself, but he's better than many they could have picked. But it turns out the U.S. Senate confirms Jeff Sessions as Trump's attorney general. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, like you say, it seems like the standard crowd against him came out, testified, you know, did all the hoopla, and in the end, he was confirmed as pretty much I think everybody said he was going to be. From what I've seen, like you say, we certainly could have worse. You know, he's no George Washington or, Thomas Jefferson, but, he's Mr. Sessions, and he's the new Attorney General for the United States.
Now, a lot of people are saying he's a racist. I reject all that. I don't agree with any of that. However, I do have concerns with Jeff Sessions for other reasons. He's very hawkish. I'm a little bit concerned about how he'll behave. But I will say this. He's better than most. And what I find fascinating about this is the Republicans are getting more and more of their picks into office. And that means we can expect more and more and more out of them to get done what they say they're going to get done. Every time their excuse has always been, oh, well, we don't have enough of our people. Well, they've got so many of their people now, they have no excuses. Let's talk about it.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I don't think that Jeff Sessions is a racist like they all claim, but I do have concerns about what he'll do. But he's already elected, and it's fascinating. We have a couple of ties to this. Number one, Richard Mack, reporting for Liberty Roundtable Live and the CSPOA and many other groups, doing a great job for thefreedomcoalition.com. Was in Jeff Sessions' office just the other day, and out of all the 20 senators Richard Mack visited, Jeff Sessions' staff was the rudest. So there you go. It's a culture problem, folks. Nevertheless, Jeff Sessions may do better than most. Time will tell, but the Republicans are getting everybody they hope for, Kurt. They got Betsy DeVos. If anybody can abolish the Education Department, it's her. They've got a conservative to put the bill to abolish the Education Department already in the hopper. We've got enough good senators that can put that in as well. We've got the majority in every house, or the House, the Senate, everywhere. We've got a great Supreme Court pick. All we got to do is have advice and consent, and boom, Donald can put him in. Now we've got Jeff Sessions, who will supposedly get a lot done. The Republicans are getting everything they want, which are putting them completely out of excuses if they don't do what they need to do. Now, there's a great writer, good friend of ours. By the way, there's a picture that's gone viral of Sam Bushman, James Edwards, of the Political Cesspool radio program. And that picture has a person in it that wrote this article. Kirk Crosby did not get in the picture because he was doing all the behind-the-scenes work. It's his photo. He's the one that took the photo. The headline is, a maniac is
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Running
I thought you
our
were
foreign
gonna,
policy.
Go ahead.
I was gonna let you finish the sentence, Kurt. I was going to let you have the glory on that one. But you know.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Then, you know, Ann Coulter in her, you know, kind of typical style is not overboard, but, you know, she just, you know, makes great points. And she talks about the difference between this whole deal with this Judge James Robart, the one who has said, hey, look, none of this, you know, deal where we stop these people coming in from, you know, other countries. Hey, that's not fair, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And then she points out with some good research about guys like Elian Gonzalez, you know, the little boy that was sent back to Cuba, all these different things. It's hard to say, but I like her review. For example, she says, to review, when the president's immigration policy is to promote international communism, the president wins. She's talking about back when...
yeah, and I'm going to help her a little bit with this. The president wins because the insiders on both sides of the aisle help him win.
Good point.
Okay, let's be clear.
Good point. And she's saying that this was a previous president, I think it was Bill Clinton that she's talking about there. And then she says, when the president's immigration policy is to transform America into a different country, the president wins. She's talking about Obama there, I believe. And then she says, but when the president's immigration policy is to protect Americans, some, and she uses a phrase for this judge that's not real pleasant, some certain kind of judge announces that his authority exceeds that of the president. And she said, this is exactly what I warned you about in Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world heck hole. She says, nothing Trump does will be met with such massive resistance as his immigration policies. She, you know, just makes some great points. I recommend the article. And she says, the country will not be safe until the following outfits are out of business. And she lists a whole bunch of them. And she says, and that's only a small fraction of the anti-American immigration groups assiduously dragging the third world to our shores while you were busy working. Look at that list. Look at Judge Robart's ruling and ask yourself, is it possible that anything short of a total immigration moratorium can save this country? Only when there is no immigration to bellyache about will these nuts be forced to think of a new way to destroy America.
Yeah. I think she's spot on, except I'm not a fan of zero immigration, Kurt, because I believe that there are good people that do want a better life. And America has primarily been built on immigrants. You know, most of us have, you know, had ancestors that have come here at some point or whatever else. I don't like to restrict the free association and the free movement of people. You know, if you can build a wall to lock people out, that same wall can be used to lock people in. I do agree that we ought to have guidelines. We ought to vet people before they get here. We ought to make sure that people don't have diseases. There needs to be, you know, a framework. We need to make sure that you don't come here and get on the dole. So the best way is to get rid of the dole, okay? Not just try to say, oh, well, you can't have the dole, but others can. Or Americans deserve a dole, but foreigners don't. You got to get rid of the dole, okay? Principles of stealing from one
have
to
you
another
seen that
wrong
written?
Every time.
Have you seen that recommended by anybody?
No, except for me.
I've never seen that. And yet, to me, that's a big key to the problem.
Yeah, the magnet would go away. There's a few people that have talked about it. Pat Buchanan does. But you're right. It's not mainstream talked about, for sure. And all I'm telling you is, there's a lot of things that you can do, but I'm not against the right people that have intelligence, that want to come here for the right family life, that need asylum from other countries if they tried to fight for freedom in their countries. There's reasons to have immigration of certain kinds. But we don't have to have it be a flood of illegals that don't understand our ways, don't believe in our society, don't want our culture. They're here to subvert our culture. La Raza and some of those organizations are examples. They don't want to assimilate and become Americans and learn our language and jettison their other country for a new life and a better way and a freer way of living. They just want the dole. And then they want us to protect them while they advocate and agitate for their causes and their agendas. I reject that. However, a good person that wants to come to America, learn our language, learn our ways, I don't care if they bring their culture and they're, you know, at home and with them and they study their history and they promote their heritage. But I want us to all agree that America has something brilliant about it that allows people to be free and to be self-governed and has a proper role of limited government. If they get that and if they're willing to abide by that, if we can bring them here with a sponsor for business or something else to where they don't end up on the dole and give them a chance to really embrace our life and become Americans and assimilate, then that's marvelous. And that the problem is how we're going about it and what kind of people we're attracting for what reasons. And if we can change all that, I support it. So I'm not really a zero immigration guy. And I don't really hold the average person whose only law they broke was coming into this country illegally. I don't consider them a criminal. Oh, what they've done's wrong. It's against the law. It's illegal. Let's be clear. There's no doubt about it. They don't deserve amnesty. But they do deserve a way forward. Okay? Because if I was in a foreign country and I could have a better life, I would try it. And they may not even understand really how... I mean, they know they're breaking the law, but they've been encouraged to do so. So they're kind of conflicted and confused about what America stands for. We say they're here illegally, but we reward them from being here. And in their minds, they're going, you know, they want me here, right? I mean, they're giving me free school, free birthing for my children. My children are citizens. They're giving me everything that I am hoping for. They're just telling me I'm illegal. I hope that I can fix that someday. Now, is that right? Well, in their minds, it's right because of the conflicted viewpoints we've set forth. It's wrong because it's illegal. But there's got to be a way forward for those who are not criminals in any other way. Some of the people that I know that have come here illegally are some of the hardest working, best people on the planet. They're great people. I don't blame them for seeking a better lifestyle. Let's find a clear way forward for them that does not put them on the dole, that does not put America in harm's way. And let's do it in an orderly fashion to create an assimilation plan that can let them become Americans. And let's not create an underclass that we can manipulate, okay? And by the way, a maniac is running our foreign policy, and it's not Donald Trump. Who is it? All right. It's the liberal press, if you ask my opinion, because they could tell the correct story just like I did if they would. But when I tell that story, they call me a racist. All right, thousands of illegal immigrants have received, freedom under the Donald. We'll talk about it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. During a meeting in the White House with a group of county sheriffs, President Trump expressed outrage over state-level efforts to reform or abolish the practice of civil asset forfeiture. This is a procedure in which police officers confiscate money or other property from people who are described as criminal suspects but not convicted of an offense. Often they are not even charged with one. Through the Justice Department's Equitable Sharing Program, the money and property are turned over to federal custody until the forfeiture process is complete, and then 90% of it is given back to the local law enforcement agency that stole it. During the White House meeting, reports Reuters, President Trump asked Acting U.S. Attorney General Dana Bente, who was at the gathering, whether executive orders or legislation were needed to support forfeiture. Bente said that was unnecessary, but law enforcement agencies needed encouragement. One public official who will not encourage police carrying out asset forfeiture is Republican Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan. Responding to the White House event, Amash criticized what he called the president's endorsement of stealing property from law-abiding Americans who haven't been charged with, let alone convicted of, any crime. "My staff and I will work to introduce a bill to end civil asset forfeiture," promised Amash. "I always will stand up for limited government, economic freedom, and individual liberty, and I will always keep my oath to support and defend the Constitution." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. You know, some people say we need to laugh more on this program, Kurt. Sometimes we cut up and laugh and have a good time. Sometimes some topics are comical. But you know what? This isn't a, hangout-in-the-morning salacious talk show like most of them on the radio these days. This is a talk show that really gets it done and talks about the critical issues that relate to the restoration of the sacred cause of liberty. A maniac is running our foreign policy, and it's not Donald Trump. Now, thousands, Kurt, literally thousands of illegal immigrants have received amnesty under President Trump. Alex Pfeiffer writes the piece. Do you know about this, Kurt?
We can't say that I do, Sam.
Because Barack set the stage. And the way it currently stands, according to current guidelines or regulations, these people are coming in, and since Donald hasn't changed the regulations or stopped them with an executive order or something, they're just on the books via fiat and the president's whim from yesteryear of Barack Hussein, and Donald hasn't stepped up to change them. And so this is an example where Donald's caught up in a legal battle. His legal issues have stopped his border ban, whatever you want to call it, from these seven countries. Now they're cut up in the seven countries, but the border leaks like a sieve other than that. And so there's been, they're guessing, about 14,000 illegal immigrants who have now already received amnesty. They're already in America since Trump took office. Any comment on that?
Well, it's one of those stories that would sure mess up the liberal line, right?
Sam? Yeah, now there's two narratives on this, though, Kurt. One narrative could say Donald Trump is held hostage by the do-nothing Congress and by the liberal edicts from on high from yesteryear at Barack administration, and that you know, Donald is held hostage over those things. That's one idea. The other idea, though, is that, you know what, Donald just wants to have these media bonanzas, fiascos, battles, but he doesn't really care about stopping illegal immigration in the first place. This is really a sideshow. It's all in the media. It's like, reality TV or The Apprentice kind of a thing, and that, it, you know, there's not real issues here. I don't know what narrative's true. I see some smatterings of both. And it's hard for me to say. I'll give you an example. On one hand, we put in Betsy DeVos for education secretary. Now, the liberals are howling that she won't be friendly to government schools, and government schools need a fair shake, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Some are saying, well, she's not qualified. She hasn't had any other government positions, and they go on and on and on. But now, my question for Betsy is, you know, with Betsy as the education secretary, with the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate and Donald at the helm, we could abolish the education department, Kurt, in about 5 minutes if we were unified, couldn't we?
Well, it sure seems like it to
now,
me.
Now, Betsy DeVos ought to be on Capitol Hill browbeating Congress into passing the legislation like ASAP, right?
That's the way I see it.
How quick do you think they'll get rid of the education department, Kurt?
Well, I think if we're really lucky, it'll be by the end of what was that bill, 2018? I mean, I'm not saying that it couldn't happen sooner, but it seems like things that you don't want to happen can happen really fast. And the things that you do want to happen, man, if they ever get done, you know, it's like forever.
Right. And that's not by accident, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's kind of my point, is that I appreciate Donald Trump really saying, hey, we got to get rid of federal education. I appreciate the Republicans saying that for literally almost my whole life. Okay, and now we've returned to it. We have a bill in the hopper. I don't know that I see a companion bill in the Senate yet. The House could vote on it immediately. Oh, they'll be slogged down in committees. If you're not careful, the Republican or Democrats will have something up their sleeve to filibuster or manipulate in some way. I hope that it happens, but don't see it. But meanwhile, we're working on trying to get people out of jail, at least innocent people, while thousands of immigrants stream into America and get amnesty now under Trump, while we battle on this ban. All right. Now, there's a lady in the news. She says, quote, I felt that the school district was failing my children, and that's why I made the decision to homeschool, she says. Now, I don't like this term. It says Buffalo mom. Now, she's not really a huge woman, but, you know, she's from Buffalo, New York, right, Kurt?
Good point, Sam. Yeah, that's kind of funny. I didn't pick up on that when I was sending you the story. She, in her case, apparently she's a single mom, and, you know, she just kind of had enough of the whole system. And she said, well, you know, she decided she'd do this homeschooling thing. And so she filled out the proper documents, you know, to request the association of her own children. Doggone it. Somehow the bureaucrats at the CPS, which stands for Child Protective Services, and the police just didn't get the memo. Her words, she says, I spoke directly to the homeschool coordinator. So you got in the government school district, they got a homeschool coordinator. And she told me, from this point on, my children were officially unenrolled from school. The story
Thank
says...
Thank the heavens for that.
Things took a turn when she says a week later, the Child Protective Services called, wondering why her kids weren't in school. She said, I told him that my kids were homeschooled now and that I could furnish the documents if they need to see them. End quote. The story goes, thinking everything was fine, the lady says she went on with her homeschooling. But then less than a month later, she says she was confronted by CPS workers. Remember, that's the Child Protective Services. I always think it's the other way around, Child Destructive Services. And police, according to Harris, you know, the mom, they told her they had a court order to take her children. And when she told them no, she was arrested for obstruction. I guess she'd be another person we'd try to get out of jail. She says she hasn't seen her kids in 3 weeks, and they've been in a foster institution. But not to worry, Sam, because the Buffalo Government School District says it cannot comment on this case due to federal laws, but says in order for a parent to file for homeschooling, they must have full custody of the children. The lady says she's a single parent and has always had full custody until her kids were taken away by the government, I might add. But they say, don't worry, the case is far from finished. The Buffalo Common Council is going to be addressing it real soon. So, you know, there you go, Sam.
Well, and this is an example. Somebody would say, Sam, that's a great example. You got to put that up on thefreedomcoalition.com. You got to get that done. There's so many stories like this. I agree with everything they say. Except for we need to vet these cases, and we need money and time, and we need to get professionals outside of government to get this done. And we can't just go off half-cocked and work on it. It's going to take time. It's going to take money to really do right. And, you know, she says, I felt the district was failing my children. She says, I have, or at least I had until now, complete custody of my children. That's not the issues. I filled everything out. I did everything right. She said she hasn't seen her kids in 3 weeks. Now they're in foster homes. Okay, this is an out-of-control, belligerent government, Kurt.
Yep.
And I want to take the side of the case, but I don't know enough about the case.
Good point. Hats off, by the way, to WKBW, the local affiliate or local station there. Hannah Bueller's the author. But, you know, stories like this, like you say, we just need about a thousand more guys working on all the stuff we got to work on, huh, Sam?
Yeah, I agree. It's a significant issue. It's something that we need to look into. I think this lady's been wronged. But again, there's a big difference between a TV report on it versus really digging into the real facts of the case. And what we can't do is really push for whatever and then find out we've been schnookered by a bunch of the facts and details about this woman or whatever. You know, it's debatable whether the government should be involved anyway. And especially over government school. But again, this is something that Betsy DeVos ought to be taking on. Betsy DeVos should be one of the first people to jump onto our thefreedomcoalition.com website, put her name to it, and say, I'm willing to help and be on that committee from the education department. We're going to shut down the education department, but I'm going to then become the help investigative arm to make sure that the government doesn't, you know, continue to be out of control on this. But again, I don't see anything from Donald. I don't see anything from Betsy really at all on any of this stuff. We're already taking more action on righting the wrongs here than Betsy is, Kurt, as far as we can tell. Of course, Betsy can dial in and straighten it out if she'd like. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally, it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, Inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the Freedom Coalition website is so important, thefreedomcoalition.com. We really want to investigate a lot of these scandals by government where people are innocently in jail, where families are broken up unnecessarily. It's out of control and it's got to stop. But again, I don't see Bessie DeVos standing up on this. I don't see her trying to get on talk shows and alternative media to tell the tale. I don't see her going to Buffalo, New York and saying, listen, I'm not leaving your courthouse till we find out what's going on here. There's none of that going on. Everybody's afraid of Betsy, but it all seems to be a clown media and circus show. You know, Donald's defending the ban. The liberals are, you know, going after the ban. Meanwhile, a maniac is running our foreign policy. Thousands of illegal immigrants are receiving amnesty right now. People are in jail left and right in this country.
You know, one of the things you might add, at least in my opinion, is when your government gets so massive, so big, and so many bureaucrats, so many little regulators all over the place, even if you have a few, and, you know, you might qualify, you know, Mr. Trump, the president in this area, that want to, you know, correct things, I think you have a whole lot of opposition, both inside and out, you know, from the kingmen, I guess you'd say.
You're right about every bit of that. This. And then the question becomes, you know, when is that really just a stumbling block and they're doing their best? Or when is that the excuse? And I don't have the answers. Trevor, Utah, you're on the radio. You there, Trevor? All right, well, we lost Trevor, so. All I'm telling you is that it's hard for me to know which is which, Kurt. And I don't mean to be negative and down everybody, but all I can tell you is this. If you don't see the needle move towards liberty when you have the Republicans in the House, in the Senate, as president, in the courts, controlling most state legislatures, the governors of most states, new media taking center stage. If you don't have that, I don't know, you know. Okay, and I'm just telling you right now, when Richard Mack goes and tries to talk with 20 senators, and the only one at least even willing to meet with him almost is Chuckie Schumer, and then Chuck Schumer stands him up to go stand against Jeff Sessions. I don't know what to tell you, but no one's listening. Now these, in my opinion, ne'er-do-wells have already left town, Kurt. They already went home on recess. So now Richard Mack's there, and they're not even around. They're gone. So, you know, Richard went to New York to try to make some change there and talk to the media a little bit. All right, teachers in government schools are out of control, Kurt. They're using police-style body cameras, huh?
You know, I was thinking about back when I was a kid in there. I don't remember ever seeing anybody do that. But, in case of an unruly pupil, you know, now we're not talking about your eye. We're talking about the students, so-called students. But the headline reads, teachers wearing body cameras to film unruly pupils. I guess they've got these being used in England now. The cameras, they say, are used in at least two, they call them comprehensive schools. I don't know if that means where you learn or if they put a whole bunch of stuff together. But anyway, they say one of which has a history of pupils with behavioral problems. And since it's England, you have to spell that with a U. And they have been approved by local education authorities. The teachers turn on the cameras during incidents in the classroom to tackle constant low-level disruption. Now, what I found interesting is I figured every one of these classrooms already had just, you know, cameras going everywhere just because, of course, we're all better off if we've got a lot of cameras filming us. They say when they've got these problems, then they turn on the cameras, film continuously, but encrypted footage is only saved once the teacher hits the record button, at which point pupils can see the live footage on an outward facing screen.
I say beachfront property in Arizona. It's bogus, Kurt. I'm telling you right now. Later they'll be like, well, we have this footage, and then someone will say, well, I thought that was encrypted, and they'll go, well, there was exceptions, or we had a way to unencrypt it, or whatever they'll lie next and say. The bottom line is the only way you stop this, Kurt, is you get your kids out of the government cesspools. You get your kids out of those schools yesterday. The problem is then the thugs will come and take your kids away. So what do people do in that scenario, Kurt?
They got to move to, what would you say, a little more family-friendly area, I guess, Sam, you know. Head with your feet to somewhere where there's maybe a little freedom still left, huh? That'd be my recommendation.
Yeah, it's hard to know where to go, though. I mean, don't move to Spanish Fork, Utah. They won't let you rent out your house, you know. Where do you go is the
good
problem.
Good point.
Trevor, you're on the radio.
Hey, wanted to give you all a call and let you in on some information. We talk about sending, you know, getting the border straightened out, and it's pretty big issue. And I was talking to somebody that's kind of from down south a ways, and I said, what do you think about the cartel, you know? And he said, well, he didn't think it was too good of a deal, but he thinks they're pretty dangerous, you know. And I feel like if we send people down there, that, you know, the cartel, they're just gonna, it's almost like sending somebody into a lion's den, sending them back there. You know, they're trying to get out of there because those guys are pretty wicked down there. He says what America needs to do, because the cartel is so influential in the government down there, he says what America needs to do probably is take it over. And I said, well, that'd be bad for America, good for Mexico. But he said, yeah, well, that's what they need to do. And I said, well, would you be willing to go undercover to fight the cartel? And he said, yeah, he would, but they'd have to pay him six figures a year. So, but just wanted to call in. And
well, his point's well taken, that there is an entrenched mob in some of the big cities in America and entrenched cartels in the Mexican government.
And that's another thing he said. He said Chicago was big time. Chicago had a lot of cartels.
He's right about all that. However, in my opinion, there are ways to solve it, though. And the problem is we've built this up with a blind eye on one end. We built this up with government acting as provocateurs on the other end. He's right. It cannot be disassembled in a day, but it can happen.
Yeah. But like I said, it's hard to send people down there. And, you know, I don't think that all the people that are coming across are bad, necessarily, kind of like y'all, you know. But we agree that if you hurt somebody in America, it doesn't matter what color or what your story is, you hurt somebody, you ought to get in trouble. But until you do that, you ought to be left alone. They just need to fix the tax system. You know, once they fix the tax system, it's not going to matter if somebody is from Kingdom Come or who knows who. They're going to pay the same just like everybody else.
And that's why we advocate for a sales tax or something, because even if you're here illegally, you know what? You still pay sales tax to buy groceries. And there's ways to do that. You can have tariffs at the borders. That doesn't matter, because when the products come in, it's on products, not people. You got to leave the people alone. And so, you know, one of our favorite friends, Michael Badnarik, used to say, all you got to do is don't hurt me and don't take my stuff. And you know what?
Yep,
it's pretty simple.
Yep.
It is that simple for the most part.
tariffs and taxes. Hopefully they get the tax burden as low as they can on the people, and they raise the tariffs where they need to be. But I think it can happen, you know. And we got a lot of hope, man. I'm telling you, every day, I don't care. I shot myself in the finger with a nail gun. Big old nail. Right in the thumb. And, you know, it's still a good day because Donald Trump, you know, thank God. So.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. You know, Donald Trump is working on it. I just don't know where the lines are of who's for reals, and I don't want to be schnookered. You know, I looked at Donald Trump with a very skeptical eye at first. I've been willing to be fair to him. I've been willing to give him credit where credit's due. But I still wonder, you know, you've just got so many sideshows and so much circus and theater and grandstanding and confusion that it's hard to know who where. When Donald says he's going to lock the border down, and then I find out there's 14,000 illegals that already have amnesty, and yet he's battling with the courts over these seven countries, you know, what gives with that? At the same time, I agree with Trevor's point that, you know what, you can't blame these people from trying to flee from kind of a tyrannical situation or where it's dangerous and not safe for their children and their wives. And I don't blame them. I agree. But when teachers in government school are using police-style body cameras, hey, man, it gets out of control fast. We got to really talk about that and kind of wonder what do we do in these situations. And I will say this in defense of Donald Trump as well. It's easy to armchair quarterback the scenario, isn't it? It's a lot harder to really get in and govern and really do what needs to be done, especially when there's opposition everywhere. There's truth to that. And so although I'm bringing up genuine concerns, I'm willing to still give Donald Trump an opportunity and a chance. I'm still willing to give Congress an opportunity and a chance. But I'm telling you, every day that goes by that they don't do something significant, I say it's by design. It's intentional. And I'm telling you that when they've had literally since Barack took office 8 years to work on their plans. If you want to say, you know what, when Donald Trump became president-elect, they had what? 90 days to get together a plan. They've now had what, 2 months? Or I'm sorry, yeah, almost 2 months since he's been elected, or since he's been sworn in. And they still don't seem to have plans. They still seem to be running to private retreats for secret discussions. They don't seem to have their act together. And at some point, you wonder, is it by design or who's controlling what? So you got to be very careful, folks. I pray and hope for the president and for the Congress and for all that we hold dear. But I'm gaining a very healthy dose of skepticism because I just don't see the efforts being put forward on a broad scale. Oh, the core's there by a few. This nation shall endure.